Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, before we get to my next guest, as I said, we have another intro segment. This one a little different, but a little more nostalgic. Number one, first, let me thank the guy who created Mike and the Mad Dog, who was here, Mark Mason. Where's Mark? The guy who had the bright idea to put Mike and the Mad Dog together. There he is right over there. I remember when he called me in, it was a Friday afternoon in August, and I had been sitting in for Pete Franklin for about 6 months because, you know, Pete was always off. And he said, I got good news for you. You're going to go to the afternoon drive. I said, oh, thank God, great. One other thing, you're not going alone. How does Mike and the Mad Dog sound? I said, awful. He said, well, you got 3 days to go home and get your arms around it or you're not going to the afternoon drive. So there came Mike and the Mad Dog, so and the rest is history. So he stuck to his guns. He got beat to a pulp the first couple of months. And everyone who now says they knew it was going to be a great idea, lie. They all hated it. So, and in the beginning, everyone wanted to hang him and hang us. So just remember that. He stuck by his guns, which takes a lot of guts, Mark. You know that. So congratulations. I got a lot of family and friends here. First, the Francesca Five, we call them, of which I am number five, not number one, starts with my beautiful wife, Ro, and my children, which are here, Jack, Emily, and Harrison, who are right there. Now, you guys got to bring something up, Jack and Hannah. Come on up, bring those up. I need those. Come on, you got to bring those up. Emmy, why don't you come up, too, since you come up and say hello. Come up for a second. Come on. This is Jack. You got some gifts for somebody. Thank you, Jack. Thanks, buddy. Harrison, thank you, buddy. And Emily, you want to take a bow? Take a bow. These are my twins that are 12, and Harrison, turn around, who is 10. There we go. Jack, Emily, and Harrison. Thank you very much. Thanks, Ed. Go, get sit down. Thank you. That is my three greatest achievements, folks, right there. That's it right now. The rest is nonsense. And they have a good mother and a soft father, I'll tell you right now, boys. Oh, do they love to go to the mall with me? Oh, man. Yeah. Ma says, no, Dad, can we go to the mall on Saturday? Dad. Go to the mall. Yeah. All the time. You know, I got a lot of my friends. I'll get to Julio. Relax. I'm running the show here. You know, this is not a democracy, I promise you, okay? Other shows might be. This is a monarchy, I promise you. And not a limited one. Next up, I don't want to mention all my doctors I have. I have more doctors here than the first row. If anything happened to me, I would be great. I got Dr. Schlafmitz. Where's Doc? Where's Doc? Right here. He's somewhere. Hey, it's Doc. Look at that right there. I even have your cufflinks on. Look at that right there. These nice microphones you gave me. So there, the great Dr. Schlafmitz from St. Francis, Dr. Gersey, who runs the place, Kathy O'Brien, who keeps me going. You know, if you need a problem, you call her. Dr. Steve O'Brien, who you hear with me from special surgery right there. One of my best friends, like my brother. Barry Watkins, John Murray from Mulcahy's. We'll be on we're doing a show. We're doing an NFL show on Sunday, the 10th of December, one more time at Mulcahy's. So John is getting that ready. John, thank you. Now, my producer, Brian Monza. Where's Monza? Come on out, Monza. Take a bow. Now, we couldn't gather all our producers and all my board ops, and McGonagall is my board op. Chris, they have a Mac and Monza podcast, but doesn't everybody? But where is him? You can check him out. Where's Monza? Where's Monza in the audience? Where is he? There's Monza right there. Now, I've had a couple of guys with me for a long time. Two update guys who have been with me 25 and 30 years. Number one, Mr. Met Bob Usler. Where's Bob? Yes, Bob, come on up. Come on up. And number two, this guy's been with me and dog every step of the way. He's been with me on Sunday, been with me every day. The Mink Man, John Minko. Mink, where are you? Come on up, Mink. Bob, come up here. Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Thank you. See if you can break the new show in. You know, they're going to, you know. Mink, get up here. Can you make the stairs? I mean, geez. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mink Man, John Minko. Mink. Bob will help you with this. I actually got you guys Apple computers, okay? Whoa. Now, you will have no clue. So just hand it to your wife, the instructions, everything, okay? You can hold this. You will have no chance. I mean, listen. Do you have a cell phone yet?
Yes, I do.
How long? A week? 2 weeks?
Well, three.
3 weeks, okay. Bob knows this stuff. Your wife knows this stuff. So work with them. Here you go. This is for you. And I want to hear that you actually started to use this. This will bring you into the next century, okay? I promise
you. Boy, that's difficult.
There's actually information you can get on here, Mink. Really? Yes. It really is. So thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Mink. Bob, you like to say something? This is what we call Bob Mr. Met. We have Mrs. Met, we have Mr. Met, and we have had the great fights with the crack committee, which is a long time ago. But Bob and Dog, who used to cheer against the Yankees unbelievably at every turn and just pray that the Yankees would lose. So no one cared more than Bob and Dog to make sure they hated the Yankees with a passion. Here's a guy, Bob, tell him this. Tell him about Banaday. You got to tell his story because this will show you how psychotic a Met fan Bob Usler is. Tell him about Banaday. Go ahead.
My wife was 8.5 months pregnant, and I decided, okay, here's finally my opportunity to cash. I wanted to cash at Banaday. This is a mercenary act on my part with my wife, using her as a prop this day. She was 8.5 months pregnant, and so I had a professional sign maker come up with a sign about 10 feet left to right, and it said, "Future Met, warming up on the bullpen," in the Met blue and orange with a big arrow pointed at her belly. And we marched through there, and she got a standing ovation like queen for a day, waving to the Shea Stadium crowd. 1984, a doubleheader against the Cubs. Cubs won both games. But, like, this was a night to remember. That was a day to remember for me.
There you go. That's unbelievable. And his son, who is now like a marine biologist or some amazing, what does he do? What does he do?
He has a doctorate in molecular and cellular biology.
Okay.
A chip off the old
block. That was close, right? That was close. Something I never could understand. But so the kid became a brainiac, okay? One day the kid's out and he's soaking wet. He's at a friend's house. So they offer him a dry Yankee shirt. And he said, "I will go home shirtless. My father would never let me in the house with the shirt on." Thanks, Mink. John Minko and Bob Usler. And obviously, 8 years, every day, we're both sick of the traffic, but you know what? I know he'll miss me. Julio Rosa, who's my sidekick, and my guy is in the audience too, so obviously we have to mention Julio. Now, as I've gone through and gone down memory lane with everybody, there's one more guy, but for him, Bernie, all I have is a theme.
The master portrait ego 66. You all play, yeah. They're talking sports, going at it as hard as they can. Spike in the master, go back.
I don't.
Good?
What?
What's happening?
Yeah, good night. Good night. Nice feel to the night. Nice feel.
I couldn't leave him home, folks. I tried to leave him home, but he wasn't busy today. He was just doing Sirius.
You might be with me pretty soon. What are you talking about?
Hey, as a matter of fact, I was wondering, can you help me out? I have nothing to do in a month. I need a job. What do you think? How about you and I go together to Walla Walla, Washington and start a show? What do you think?
I think we'd be successful. I guarantee you. How about we go back to FAN, do a show at FAN? Say something funny,
the first text I got today was from Dog. I'm not going to say what it said.
We got to be nice tonight.
Yeah, be nice.
How do you feel?
I feel good.
Done in a month.
A month? How about that? You never thought.
Unbelievable.
See, he's the only guy. You knew I was leaving, though.
Oh, yes. I did. Absolutely.
See, everyone always thought there was no chance I was ever leaving. Charlie didn't think I was leaving. Obviously, your buddy Raceman never thought I was leaving.
Oh, he was totally
he's still writing that I'm staying.
I mean, allegedly.
He announced a new show, and he's still writing that I'm staying.
No, I knew you were gone. I knew it. I knew it. You need a little blow right now.
Well.
For about a couple of weeks.
Well, I still need something to do, so you got any ideas?
Yeah, I sure do.
Don't start any rumors tonight, okay?
I did that last
you
know,
time. Yes, you did.
I mean, don't start how does rumors. It feel? You are leaving your home for 30 years?
30
and
years.
You are leaving in, we got about 20 more shows,
tell
and you're leaving.
Tell me, since you can help me out, I have 20 shows left.
20 shows.
Okay. What you did it. You left.
Right.
What did it feel like?
I didn't get that farewell show. They got me the hell out of there pretty quick.
I gave you an hour.
You
sure
did.
Enough, it was barking.
Where is
barking? Blocking the door, but he gave me an hour. I gave you an hour.
You did. You did a great job. And now, Tony, the great Tony, go ahead.
What did it feel like the first day you woke up with no FAN?
Very strange. And you're going to be right in the middle of the football season.
Right.
I had August. There was nothing going on in sports. Brett Favre just left the Jets. You are going to be right in the middle of the NFL season. Although in New York, there's no NFL season.
Yeah, that's
true. Boy, the Giants stink. Oh,
my God.
Pass
stink. As a matter of fact, the Giants are bad. But you know what? The Jets have done well this year. And I know he's in the audience. Give him a big hand because he's done a good job this year. The general manager of the New York Jets, Mike McCagan. Mike, stand
excellent
up.
Good job, Mike. Where are you?
There he is right there. Give him a hand. The Jets have done a good job this year. Thanks for coming, Mike. And the Giants have won one game.
Oh,
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Terrible.
But tell me, what was it like the first couple of days you couldn't come on and yell and scream?
You will miss it. You will miss it. You will miss the camaraderie. You'll miss hanging out with Usler.
Wait a
Minko.
Second. Camaraderie. Oh, that means I had to miss you if I miss camaraderie.
You did miss me. You want to admit it, but you did miss me. I missed you. I did. I swear to God.
I missed him, I promise. I missed
him. No, I missed it. No, I didn't work for about a month when I left. So you are not going to work a couple of weeks. January 3rd, I think we start on Monday. Is that what it is?
I have agreed to nothing, okay? You know, here's the thing. If Dog knows a secret, it is no secret. Okay?
You got that right.
I mean, he got the biggest mouth in him. He couldn't keep a secret.
I am bad. There's no question about it. Don't tell me a thing.
All right. Tell me what's going on. First of all, before we get to some sports stuff, tell me what's going on in Sirius. What's new? Anything going on?
Well,
excited?
No.
I didn't mean me. I have nothing to do with Sirius. I have nothing to do with Sirius.
At the moment. Sirius is doing... We're doing well. We're building a 20,000, and Mike wants to move to L.A.
No.
Ro, where are you, Ro?
Ro wants to move to L.A. She's right there.
She's going. Without you, I'll go.
She would go.
No, they're building a 20,000 square foot studio in L.A., and I am into L.A. right now. I love the L.A. theme.
Wait a second. They're building. You're going to do shows out of L.A.?
Well, I could. I could move out there.
Oh, Jeannie will be thrilled.
She'll be
Tampa
happy.
With Timmy. You in L.A., she'll be thrilled.
So they're doing that. They just did a big show with the Eagles at the Grand Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Right.
They, you know, Stern is doing his thing. They got, the Beatles Channel. As you know, the Beatles Channel.
Good.
They did a good job with the Beatles Channel.
So you're telling me that Sirius has money?
They got money.
They got money.
I don't know if enough for you, but they got money.
Well, they had enough for you.
Barely. What I got, you got. Say something funny, Mike. Oh, boy.
Mike, you see Mark Mason that. Over here? Tell the folks.
Where's Marky?
There's Mark right there.
Oh, I see him.
Tell the folks the first time Mark got us together, the first show collapsed.
Oh, I was terrible.
Tell them what it was like the first time Mark got us together and gave us our first pep talk.
If you don't get done, I'm out of here, is basically what he said. And so I was on September 4th, was it the 5th?
5th.
5th. September 5th, 1989, and we had a rough show. Brendan Steiner brought us sweaters, if you remember correctly. Do you remember that?
I don't remember.
Oh, he did. No memorabilia, but sweaters.
He brought us sweaters?
Yeah, he brought us sweaters. Anyway, so Mark was there. They had about 30 people in that big screen right next to us, so we did a show in front of 30 people. You wouldn't let me talk, and I kept on yelling and screaming.
Well,
and
nothing ever changed 20 years.
No, never. But he was nervous, as he should be. That was a major decision. They got rid of Pete Franklin. They put you and I together. We both didn't want to work with each other. That first show was rough. And next thing you know, 20 years later.
20 years later.
It's pretty good.
Absolutely.
2 decades.
It was a heck of a run.
And hey, how about Mike? Mike.
He stuck by his guns, though. He stuck by his guns.
Oh, you did. Which, yes, you did.
Because everybody acted later like they loved it. Imus hated it.
Imus couldn't stay. Well, Imus wasn't. Yeah, he was there. That's right.
Everybody hated it. Everyone at the station hated it.
No, we didn't. We had Franklin, so we weren't following. It was just beginning.
Yeah,
so
Franklin was awful.
They were going to give us a little chance.
Your buddy, Franklin.
And the key was the, he didn't like me,
Franklin.
Oh, he
hated you.
Oh,
my gosh. One day, dog.
How about the Jeff Lagerman story? Remember the Jeff Lagerman story? Yeah. I had killed Jeff Lagerman.
It was an old Jet.
You know, the old Jet, the linebacker from Virginia. I had killed Lagerman, and somehow Pete loved Lagerman. So I was on. I was going crazy. How could the Jets? I think it was the 15th pick in the first round, whatever it was. Mike would remember. So whatever it was, he was awful. And I went on the air at 6:30, and Pete Franklin absolutely killed me.
Crazy.
You remember that? He played the bell. He called me a jerk. He called me this. He called me that. Right. And Imus protected me. Imus was good to me on that
like
day.
Pete.
No, he didn't like Pete. And absolutely. That was before you and I got together. That was the draft of April of 1899.
I remember you went in one time.
1989.
And you played his bell.
Why, he didn't like the bell.
No, he didn't like
the bell. Oh, I played that bell. I played that bell.
And he told you he was going to stick that bell somewhere. Remember that?
He didn't. But I was pretty rambunctious at that point.
Oh, no. You weren't. You were quiet.
No. But, you know, forget me. This is about you. Forget us. This is about you here. 30 years of sports talk radio.
Right.
Let's get a little sentimentality here.
Okay.
30 years of sports talk
radio. A little
radio.
Sentimentality.
3 decades.
My wife is so happy right now. I'm telling you, she wanted this show to be together forever.
Oh, I know she did.
She stood in the doorway. She did not want this show to end. She is your biggest supporter.
She's a big fan.
She loves you. It's
Ro,
unbelievable.
Great job.
She's like, this is not ending. The only two people who, a year after it was over, still said to me, it's not ending, were Roe and Chernoff. They still said to me a year later, it's not ending. I was like, he's been gone a year. You know, it's not ending.
But 3 decades of sports talk
yes.
in New York.
Yes.
20 with me, or yeah. roughly 19 yeah. and a half.
Right. 10 and then 10 years when the ratings went up.
That's true. And then 10. Yeah. Mike has done well. Mike has done. I'll tell you something right now. If you don't think that I looked at those rating books when I first got the series.
I thought it never passed your mind. Really, I did.
Oh, I called my old spies there. Tell me, Mike,
well,
did lousy.
Let me tell
Please
you this.
Tell me you did lousy.
Had it been reversed and I left and you were one, I would have killed myself. I mean, so let's be honest. You at least survived.
I did kill myself. But 3 decades. How does it feel? You got 20 shows to go. You did 9 years without me, 19 or 20 with me,
yep.
or your Yankee love, or yep. your baseball
with Bernie
love,
over
or
there.
Your Bernie, the great Bernie.
Bernie, who
You're
called
a hero.
Up one day, remember when you were fighting with Bernie?
About Sosa.
Roberto
it was Bernie
Clemente.
Oh, Clemente, that's right.
Bernie loved Roberto. That was the first time Bernie ever called us.
And
about
you were
Roberto
so
Clemente.
Supportive of Bernie. You were
well,
such a fan.
I love Bernie, absolutely.
But think about it. 3 decades, how does it feel to thinking that the end of the are you looking forward to it, not looking forward to it? You're going to be sad the last couple days?
This show, which I knew was planned this way. I knew you'd end the show. You and I had been talking about it for a long time. This show was going to mark the beginning of the end for me. I didn't think about it at all till now, to this show, because this was going to be a show where, you know, I got a million family and friends in the rows here. I got all these fans you got the Francesca Cotton people who I love. You've come to me and done thing. You got the Mongo Nation guys who are unbelievable.
So
you got all that stuff. Yep. You got everybody here. And so now it's going to be very fast. We're almost to Thanksgiving. We got a couple of shows. Before you know, it's going to be December 15th. So now it's going to go very fast. So now I'm trying. Now I can. I'm starting to feel it for the first time.
Really?
This show and going forward, I would think the last next month I'm going
to
feel it.
You're
because
looking
now,
forward to it, or
you
know,
I am. No, I'm looking forward to it. I have to find something to do, which, you know, it's going to be hard. Maybe you could help me. You know, don't say anything. You know. But, you know, maybe you can help me. So we'll see. And I mean, like I said, I think a little 5,000-watt station
in
Walla Walla, Washington.
Not a bad place.
We'll do 10 to 1. We won't try and do. We won't, take,
do
we won't try to bite drive time off right away.
We'll they're going
to
care about us in Walla Walla?
What do you think? Maybe we could get, you know.
You know, that would be something different. Be a challenge.
What do you think? How about this? We go to Orlando.
That's not
a stomping grounds. Well, Tampa, where Timmy
Tampa,
is. How is Timmy doing in Tampa?
Oh, God, he loves it. Loves
we
it.
Love Timmy. Dog's oldest son, Timmy,
son
who wants to be a
Tampa.
Basketball coach and is going to the University of Tampa. So how many times have you gone down to see him?
Just the once so far.
Wait, I can't believe it.
Jeannie went down once with the kids, right. And I went down there last weekend for the first time.
How's he doing?
He's really into it. He's into the coaching.
He wants to be a coach.
Yeah, Jay Wright was here. I should have brought him.
He
really
he'd be
wants
perfect for Jay Wright. We're going to send him to Jay Wright.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Jay will take him.
Is Jay be in the NBA at that point? Or
maybe.
Is he going to be still
in the NBA, I think. I, you know, I thought he would have gone by now.
Yeah,
but, you
me
know,
too. Maybe he won't.
He loves Villanova.
Maybe he won't. But so it's going to hit you in the next couple weeks.
I think so.
What do you think you're going to be doing? Let's forget serious. We're having fun here. What are you going to be doing the morning of January 3rd?
I'll be in Florida. Playing golf with Ro.
Oh, you're going to take a vacation or go to Florida?
Yeah, we're going to Florida after Christmas, so we'll go play golf. And, you know, I'll watch as Ro hits the ball 30 yards by me every hole. But, you know, I got to live with that. You know, but, no, we'll go down to Florida and then go back and forth. Go to
what
Florida a couple
miss
of times.
What will you miss the most?
I think the days like Monday with the Giants.
Oh,
where
I hear
you can't wait
them.
To get in here, yeah. You know. I mean, you can't, like, even like after the game, I started yelling to where Rose, like, you know, you got like 18 hours to the show, and I'm already yelling at the TV set. So, you know, you can't wait for 1 o'clock. You know those days where
you can't wait.
You can't wait for 1 o'clock. So now I'll just have to basically go out in the yard and yell at somebody, or just go, you know, I'll just do it for Rose.
So that's why I brought up the third, because those are four playoff games that day, or that might be the last weekend.
Maybe I'll call you at Sirius. Except, will anyone know I'm there?
I don't know if you'll get through. I guarantee you that. 888 Mad Dog 6.
Hey,
got it.
The guy has
a microphone.
The guy. He needs,
they give me a microphone.
You need two, I guess. That's because you're popping that one. That's
bad popping.
You know, hey, the guy has his own channel, folks. Okay, you know, he knocks it down. He's got his own channel for 10 years.
Appreciate it. Let's do a couple
of
sports.
Beatles have a channel. Stern has a channel. Dog has a channel.
That's nice.
It.
That's a nice thing for
it
you
is.
To say, Mike.
You got Mike Krzyzewski on your channel.
Yeah, well, we moved him off.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but we did have Coach.
Well, I thought you did. I mean, give me, who else is on there?
Well, you've got, you know, the Morning Men with Mike Babchick. Are you familiar with them?
No.
All right.
I don't know them. Mike Babchick?
Do you know Adam Schein?
Yeah, well, Adam Schein, yes, well.
You may have known Adam Schein very well, from what I can gather. Steve Torrey?
Have to talk to Tony about that.
Hello, Mikey. Steve Torrey?
Oh, Steve Torrey. The only reason he works there is he still owes you about $1.2 million.
Not quite that much, but I get the idea. But we have a lot of good, you know, the New York feel to it.
Do you still, after 10 years, are you still... You like
yeah,
Sirius? You like Sirius?
I'm into it, yeah. You know what I like?
You like are you still traveling as much?
I went to every game of the World. Every game of the World Series.
I saw you there.
Every game I sat at.
I saw you there with DeRosa. Is he the best guy in the world? Mark DeRosa?
Oh, DeRosa
is unbelievable.
Guy.
You know, he came
Gosh.
On with me.
I know he did. He told
comes
me.
On all the time. And he said to me, I was out having drinks at the bar with Dog last night after the game. So there you are out with DeRosa in L.A.
Oh, it was fun. How about game five? How good a game? Did you stay for the whole game
five? Yes, everything.
What
I
a game five.
Game.
Oh, my God.
Seven was a disappointment.
Seven was.
Real
seven
disappointment.
Very big, bad game. And yep. I was shocked the Astros came back to win that seventh game. I thought after L.A. won game six, there's no way Houston's going to win that seventh game.
I always think the home team's going to win, you know. Like, I always think the home team's going to win six and seven
so
or seven.
I
always
I
think
I was
that.
Shocked at, and I was stunned that the Yankees fired Girardi. I know you thought maybe that was going to happen.
You know, something was in the wind, though. You know, well, I had a little heads up, you know, from a couple of people like that were close to the team that, you know, were saying there was some issues. So I don't think it was a shock. And when I asked him about it, the answers you were getting, I mean, he did a great job.
How do you fire him?
I don't know.
Right fielder hit, you know, 50 homers.
My feeling is that if you want to get rid of a guy after 10 years, you can, but you better get a good guy in his place.
Eric Wedge, Mike?
No, not Eric Wedge. Not Eric Wedge. I mean, that if that's it, that's a joke. That's
Eric
a,
Wedge.
It can't be Eric Wedge.
It can't be.
It can't.
It you You sat in Eric Wedge. You had Eric Wedge on in Winter Haven that one day.
Yes. Oh, when it was 12, when it was 20 degrees.
Oh, you hated
now,
that.
Now, tell this. I told these people a story before. You get fired early in your career.
Right.
And you went to the movies.
I did. I saw
Tootsie. And why so many times?
Seventh time I had a love affair with Jessica Lange.
Is that it?
I swear that was it. And I was
How many times in a row did you see it? Seven, eight?
I probably saw that about 10 times.
You just kept watching Tootsie.
I kept on
Did
going.
You realize it was over?
Yeah. I love Charles Durning in that movie.
He was good in that movie. But it's a great movie.
So I got fired in Jacksonville, and I had 4 days before I started this next job, and I went to go see Tootsie for the 10th time.
All right, a couple of things. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Boy. I think the Patriots will get there.
You like the Eagles?
You know.
My brother John loves the Eagles.
With Wentz, he's playing so well. That's the, you know what I'm going to take? No. I'll tell you who I'm going to take. I'm going to take the Saints.
The Saints, all right.
How about the Saints defense?
Playing well.
Running the ball. And they got the quarterback to win the big game.
Do you like the Knicks, Porzingis?
I do. One thing about the Knicks. Can I say something about the Knicks?
Go ahead.
Okay. If the Knicks want to make fun of LeBron and make this big
deal
about
the...
Can you not blow a 25-point lead
exactly
in the second
right.
half?
If you're going to say he doesn't own New York, how about beating him first?
Oh, gee,
he scored 43 points in the fourth quarter.
And then I got Cantor telling me Porzingis is not the king of New York.
Yeah.
LeBron is.
Yeah.
That was loose.
Well, at least they stuck up.
They did. And the Knicks are playing better. I know you had Hornacek on, right?
Yeah, I had Hornacek and Porzingis.
But he was good. He said long time, first time, long time.
Hey, he was well-trained. He gave me a first time, long time.
That's phenomenal. I love that.
How about that?
But I do think the Saints are good. I do think the Saints have a chance. Don't you think so?
You know, I think everybody in the NFC has a chance. I think it's wide open.
I don't think the Rams will get there.
I like the Rams. I think
they're playing really well. Yeah. I don't think Minnesota will get there either.
No, I don't. Not with Case Keenum.
I don't think he's going to play Bridgewater. So I would say New Orleans are – I'll say the Saints and the Patriots are so good.
What have you gone crazy about recently? What's the one – give me what you yelled about
last week. I got mad at UCLA today.
Okay.
Hold on now. Let me get this straight. I got three players – who go to China.
Right.
All right.
And rip off a Louis Vuitton store.
Balls kid, among other things.
Right.
They go to China, a communist country, and they go to all these stores and go to three stores and rip off the whole store.
Right.
And then UCLA, which, by the way, UCLA, you know, they will not play college basketball in 8 states because of all the rules. So what do? They call Trump to bail them out.
Trump bailed them out.
And they get the Chinese premier, can you let the guys go? And then UCLA says they're suspended indefinitely. Have the guts and suspend them for the whole season,
Absolutely.
For crying out loud.
Absolutely.
My God, so I yelled, do you agree with me on that?
Totally.
So I did that. That was a big one that we did.
Absolutely.
I was down on Ezekiel Elliott. He should have taken that suspension a long time ago.
I agree, but how about Goodell? $50 million on his own plane for life?
On his own plane?
For life? The president doesn't get that.
On health insurance.
The president doesn't get that.
On health insurance.
Well, the health insurance. You can. How about your own jet for life?
Go to NetJets. You own a couple planes? Go to NetJets, for crying out loud. That is, so I...
I do not.
Yes, you do. Don't give me that. I don't own planes. Are you kidding me? And when you fly with Mike, and I'm flying to Danbury where I live, you're going out to Islip or somewhere pretty close to here, I'll tell you that. Right, Mike? Say something funny. Oh, boy. What else? What else? The Knicks, the Cavs. I'm trying to think what else I've really yelled at. I'll tell you what I was down on, and he got away with it. I was shocked that Hinge took out McCullers at Yankee Stadium in Game 4. He's got a 4-0 lead. Judge it for home run. He takes him out of the game.
I was not impressed with his managing the entire playoff.
Even in the World Series?
Morton and McCullers made him look good.
Yeah,
out of the pen.
Game 7.
First
right.
of all, that pen was terrible.
Terrible.
Which I didn't know during a regular season.
I didn't know it was that bad.
I didn't know. It was terrible. But those two guys won him the World Series, McCullers and Morton.
They did.
They won him the World Series.
But I was so I yelled at.
I didn't like Hinch. I didn't think he managed
I yelled at that. I yelled at that. And I tell you, I yelled at Dave Roberts, who's a good guy.
Right.
How does Dave Roberts in Game 2 take Rich Hill out after 4 innings?
That was terrible.
Oh, my God.
He didn't do a great job in the series.
Oh, terrible. You can't take Rich Hill out.
Plus, it'd be nice if a couple of those Dodgers in the middle lineup actually hit the ball once or twice.
Oh, I know. Bellinger, is he strike out enough?
My goodness.
So I yelled at that. What else did I yell out?
Did you like the series?
I didn't like Game 7.
Was there a lot of juice in the building?
Oh, yeah.
Houston.
They were totally into Houston.
How about the Dodgers? Where was it more exciting?
Houston. You know, I'll tell you something that's interesting about the Dodgers. You know what's hurt them with the crowd?
What?
The fact that you can't watch the games on TV. You know, they got this cable dispute like the Yes thing.
Right.
70% of L.A. has not seen a Dodger game in 4 years.
Is that true?
70%. So they didn't even see Scully.
Really?
They had to give up the last game last year so they could see Scully's broadcast of the last game.
Scully's last thing on the field was good.
Oh, he was great.
It was longer than Gone with the Wind. But,
he was,
you know,
he was good.
It was an interlude. You know, there was an intermission in the middle of it.
And he brought everybody out. But Scully was good. So the Houston was better. Houston was really into it. Now, I left game five because the game was... Were you yelling about the length of the game in game five?
No, I didn't care.
How about the 8:20 start?
Good baseball is good baseball.
Okay, you're okay with that.
It's 5 o'clock on the West Coast. What are you going to do? You're going to have to pay one or pay the other.
Right, so you're okay with that.
Either the people aren't home yet in L.A. Right. Or you're going to keep the people up in New York.
It was a Sunday.
But you can't worry about that. I'm talking about just in general.
Did you lead with the Astros on Monday morning?
Yes, absolutely.
You did?
Yeah.
After football, you left with Houston?
People were into that series. They really were. They were very much into it.
I can't believe why Oklahoma... They have the best win of the year at Ohio State. How are they fourth?
Yeah, but their defense is like a sieve.
I understand, Mike, but Miami hasn't won a road game. Clemson lost at Syracuse, and Oklahoma's behind all two.
This is your serious background now. You know that?
College football?
College football. You got to do college football all the time.
College football on serious is a big deal.
You got to do college football
all the time. You got to do it.
Which I don't mind, but it's fun. And Miami's
like
back.
College football.
And Miami's back.
But so a little of that. What else have I screamed about lately? Jeez, I scream every day for 3 hours. Who? Oh, I don't want to say that today. Come on.
What are they saying?
Bart Scott.
Who's
Mike
Bart Scott? Oh, I'm just kidding.
Guys, hey. Why are you doing that? This is an FAN night.
I'm not allowed to comment. So what he says is up to him.
You told me what to say 3 hours ago.
I did not. I did, though. Did I or did I not get a text about 7 o'clock this morning?
You sure did. And what was the response?
No, not good.
Right on.
Not good.
No, you didn't. Stop kidding. I'm kidding. I'm not really kidding. But
give him a chance. Give him a chance.
So, Girardi, I couldn't believe the Girardi thing. That really surprised me. And I hope, just for your sake, they do get Eric Wedge in here.
No.
Or Hensley Mullins, who was just fired as the Giant batting coach.
Give me a break.
The Yankees don't have any idea who's going to manage.
But listen, I might need some help, so if you can, give me a reference or something like that for one of these little stations or something, you know?
Mike, you can buy the stations. You don't need my references. Tell you something about Mike.
Don't give me the no.
Go to Point Lookout. Knock on a door and ask if Mr. Frances is here. They all know him. They all know him. Don't you know, Mike?
Yeah, well, Mulcahy's anyway.
You're doing a special show December 10th.
We're going to do a show. One more Sunday show. You want to come down? You can come
2 hours
and join us.
Or three?
3 hours.
Three
Usually
hours
Sundays you're busy. You got tennis in the morning or what?
No, Sundays is okay. Maybe that's the 10th of December.
Down. Absolutely. December 10th. We have a show down there.
9 and 12?
Down? Yeah, come on down if you want.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Ben McAdoo?
Come on down. Do an NFL show with me. What do you think?
Big Ben McAdoo.
That's it. For the last couple of weeks, get him now. Won't be a long run and play, I can tell you that much.
Can Jenkins make a tackle?
Oh, please.
And I had the Giants in that game. Getting a minus two, that bothered me.
Dog hits harder than Jenkins, okay?
Can he make a tackle?
Oh,
holy goodness.
Oh,
what else have I discussed?
I got to take the mic from you before you do something dangerous.
No, I'm in a good mood now.
Yeah, really?
Anybody got a cocktail? I can use one. I'll tell you that.
Well, listen.
You know, is Bette Midler next?
No.
How about the late Robin Williams to say goodbye?
Oh, yeah, this is
Johnny
Carson. I know what you're doing.
You want me to go now?
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.